Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have now arrived at Stadium and Gale.
Boys and girls, ladies and gents, welcome to another episode of Stadium and Gale. It's your favorite Uncle Silk.
It's Dan.
And Delatory.
Top of the top, same corner, same time. We back at it, man. Happy New Year, brethren.
Happy New Year,
boys. Holidays behind us, New Year. You guys have a good New Year's?
New Year, yeah. New me, man. Yeah, I had a great New Year's. What'd you end up doing, Nick? Anything special?
No, nothing special. Went to, what's it called, Depot Park, sort of downtown, watched fireworks. Wife brought the dog, 2-year-old dog, who immediately dipped as soon as the fireworks started.
Yeah, ran to
chase him.
Was it Boomer or Norman?
No, Boomer would have been caught.
Yeah.
Built for comfort, not speed. It was Norman. Norman took off.
Man. So you had all of Depot Park looking, trying to chase him down?
No, just me and the wife.
Oh, man. Any casualties? You run anybody over like Boomer?
No, maybe. Maybe. He's a targeting machine, a liability on defense.
Doesn't play full games, eh?
No.
So good.
What'd you end up doing, Dan?
Oh, man.
I didn't do anything. Go ahead, Dan.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I didn't do anything special New Year's. I like to keep it low-key, man. Not a gore outer for New Year's. So just chill. You know, a lot of family vibes kicked around the house. What about yourself?
So I went to a concert a show on the 29th. So that kind of, you know, inhibited my ability to do some things the next few days. But we had a friend of ours in town from London. So we just walked. I'm here in like Water Street in Tampa. So they do fireworks at like 3 different places down here on the Riverwalk. So just walked over there, caught some fireworks, and then back home. No driving. Didn't have to spend any ridiculous amount of money to go to a restaurant or a bar or anything. But it was great. And then it was just nice to have the next day off to just enjoy. Enjoy the day, enjoy the weather, and then back at it. So it's been a long, but week and a half since we last chatted. So I feel like we're getting back into our routine a little bit here. So we appreciate everybody for watching on YouTube, watching on X, and obviously listening on Apple Podcasts. If you could throw a like and share with your friends, family, whomever, coworkers on this Monday morning, that would be awesome. And then if you are an Apple Podcast, Spotify, please make sure you do the rate and review thing. That would be awesome. So in the last week and a half, the Gators have grabbed a number of transfers. So let's talk a little bit about them. So we've already talked about Traquez Bridges, the safety from Oregon. We've already talked about the offensive tackle from San Diego State, Brandon Crenshaw Dixon. And then we've also talked about Shamir Dyke, our DK from Wisconsin, the wide receiver there. And then we've talked about the defensive lineman from the University of Pennsylvania, Ivy League Player of the Year, Joey Slackman. So the Gators are now up to 8 total. And I think the first things first is, Silk, we've talked about it on this show. We've wanted some tampering going on, not alleging that it happened, but the Gators did grab a commitment without a visit from Grayson Howard, Pup Howard, who the Gators, I believe, finished second in his recruiting last year. Played as a true freshman, played in 11 games, 19 tackles, a tackle for loss, and a forced fumble. The Gators grab a linebacker. So what are your guys' thoughts on Pup Howard joining the squad?
Much need to get. We missed him in the
real quick. First off, tampering is alleged, always.
I always said it. Yeah, we're not saying that happened.
Yeah, 100%.
No proof, no evidence.
No. And no need to visit. He had been involved around games, but he was there a lot. South Carolina ended up winning that battle in the high school process. But, I mean, it doesn't mean anything these days. You have to re-recruit these guys every winter to keep them. But Pup throw his name in the portal like at the fourth quarter buzzer, like it was a buzzer beater, damn near. I was asleep, woke up and saw it the next morning. And me and Nick talked about it behind the scenes a little bit, you know, of linebacker portal action. I said, yeah, they gotta close on some tampering for this to happen, allegedly, of course. But a much needed get outside of Shamar James, not a whole lot of promise and production coming back in that room. I do love the freshman that we got with Aaron Childs and
Miles Graham.
Miles Graham, two high schoolers that did very well at the All-Star Games this past week as well. Mm. But Pup comes in with the size and the build of a true linebacker, no tweener action. Played it in high school, fits the position well. The reps he did get at South Carolina were good reps. So, you know, a guy that's from Florida that we should have kept from the go. But here we go. Here we are, man. Good linebacker get.
From Andrew Jackson High School in Jacksonville, Florida. He was the number 186th overall player, number 20 linebacker in last year's recruiting class. But like you said, Silk, 6'4", 241 pounds. Nick, any thoughts on Pup Howard?
I think he's going to be in the mix to start next to Shamar. I think that spot's still open. I like Miles Graham. I think he can get on the field early. And then I was surprised at how big Childs is, I think.
Yeah, I like both Childs and Graham to play as freshmen, get plenty of reps to be in that linebacker rotation. Miles ups his cause by being an early enrollee. But from what I've seen, just reaction instincts and also just size, from a size standpoint, those guys are going to be ready to play day one. And they get sideline to sideline quick and fast, man. But you upgrade the spot. You know, Scooby Williams didn't have the best of a year. Linebacker, he enters the portal, ends up at Texas A&M, which is hilarious. They about to inherit our entire defense. We'll see how all that plays out. But I think you upgrade at that spot, and you have a little depth. I don't think you have to go crazy in the portal at linebacker anymore. I think we're okay right now. Wouldn't be mad if they get one more guy, but I think we're fine right now.
Absolutely. Gators also grab George Gums from Northern Illinois University, 6'4", 242 pounds. Was committed to Cincinnati before his visit. Then he makes the announcement when he comes onto campus. 34 tackles, 6.5 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks, and 2 forced fumbles in 2023. That was his first year playing defensive end. He was previously a tight end before that. I know the Gators obviously in need of some edge rushers. What are your guys' thoughts on George Gums joining the fold?
I think depth.
Yeah, either one. Could be both.
I think he'll have a tough time getting past what Florida has at the edge already. But yeah, intriguing player. Started as a tight end. Maybe you'll see some trickery. Slide him out there. Probably not.
I think the Gators are pretty good at tight end.
I heard they may be going out the one in the portal. They may be going out the tight end in the portal. We'll see how it all plays. We got another portal window as well. But Twitch guy, you know, explosive. You know, you see the athleticism there. But I think we need to go get a guy like Cassius Howell, another guy that visited this past week that's highly regarded. I think he's from Bowling Green, correct? Am I getting the school right? But I'm not high or low on this take. I'm just wait and see on this take. With Grums is how you pronounce his name?
Gums.
I'm okay with Gums right now. You know, don't expect a whole lot out of it, but we'll see how it all plays out spring and what he looks like in the SEC situation. Different level of football, but I do like the athleticism, and he's new to being a pass rusher, so the stats are limited. The film is limited.
Yep, has a couple years left to play. Gators, I think, were just a little lean in the edge department. Then obviously didn't 100% work out on signing day with all the guys that they were going after. So you add a depth piece. And if you saw anything about the Miami Dolphins last night, they are down to two total defensive edge rushers going into the playoffs. So things aren't looking hot as they used to be in Miami, but they're still in the playoffs.
I'm praying on your downfall. I am praying on your downfall.
I know. We prayed hard for yours. And just like the Gator season collapse, the Jacksonville Jaguars season collapse must be an ETN thing, you know?
Just a hater.
I can't get past ETN, man. That is the curse. It was Gator fans saying that until the ETN do right by Florida, the Jags was going to crumble. What a nasty run down the stretch, man. But anywho, I'll start back line draft weekend. It's all good.
Yeah. They were 8-3.
They were.
Yeah, man. Yeah, what a collapse.
Love to see it. DJ Douglas, cornerback from Tulane, also announced that he would be joining the team here. 54 tackles, 3 interceptions, 2 pass breakups last season with Tulane. Previously was a walk-on at Alabama. I know a couple people were asking, why would a G5 player go the preferred walk-on route? We've mentioned on this exact program a number of players that are going that route at the University of Florida. Opportunity to bet on yourself, kind of see what that looks like, see if there's an opportunity. But ultimately transfers to Tulane that has played the last 3 years at Tulane. So he's 1 year left to go. 4 career interceptions with 3 of them this past season. On 3 transfer portal ranking has him as the number 50 cornerback, I believe.
I prefer production in the transfer portal than a whole lot of upside. And sometimes you're gonna have to like take a little risk on a guy that just has a good practice film or just sitting behind some studs, maybe at a different program. But I prefer production. He has some production. He showed on film that he could come down. One of our struggles the last 4 or 5 years has been, you know, tackling on the second level, third level. So he comes down. He runs the alley very well. Physical guy. Reading some reports out there, didn't get beat deep a lot. So he has some traits and some film and some production that you like. But still, I like the young boys. I would like them to see them beat out a guy like this, the Castells and the Thorns that we have on our roster. This just provides some competition for them. But I would love to see the young boys win out of this spot. But just good depth.
I think you did. I like him a lot. I think he could start at safety next to Jordan Castell, or could be a nickel guy. I think Florida's looking for starters at both of those spots. You bring in Traquez. Bring in Bridges and bring in Douglas. I think those are two guys who will compete to start. I'm still with you though. So like, I want to see Thornton or Sharif or somebody, one of those young guys, step up. I think that was probably part of Kimber leaving was, hey, we're going to give these young guys reps in the spring.
Hmm. Yeah. No, go ahead.
No, I was just talking about, like, you think, both of these guys are stars, and I still think they're looking at some safety star type of guys, which explains Jaden Hill leaving, because clearly he enters the portal. I don't think we've talked about that in his exit. No. And the seasons have been going as Jaden Hill's been going for the last 3 years.
True.
So he's out. He's in A&M, and their season is about to go as Jaden Hill goes. So blessings to them boys. But clearly there has been – go ahead. What did you say, Nick?
No, I was just going to say, and all of them will be back in the swamp next year.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be an interesting game from a lot of standpoints. But clearly there's been a lot of attention before he even hit the portal. I don't know what the communication was about in the locker room or in the exit meetings for last season, but there has been a obvious effort to get stars into the spot. You got Traquez, this kid as well, is a guy that can play star or safety. What do you guys think about the star position right now in that room? Because I like Denson and then right. in the season as well. Like Denson, I think showed a lot of upside.
Yeah, I think Denson's probably my odds on favorite to get that role right now. Obviously, I don't know enough about DJ Douglas and where he fits in and where that role might be. You know, the Gators are bringing back Jakeem Jackson, who obviously had a lot of snaps last year. They still have Dijon Johnson. And then Marshall announced that he was coming back as well. So the Gators do have, you know, some good pieces there. Now it's just a matter of figuring out where those potential holes are. You lose Jalen Kimber, which I don't think that most Gator fans were too upset about. But now you have the opportunity. And is DJ Douglas the type of guy that comes in? Certainly he had some good productivity. And there was a writer that covered Tulane that said that he was a sure tackler, which is something that the Gators desperately need there. But I am curious to see through the rest of this transfer portal time, because there's just a limitation on when you could enter or when you could submit your paperwork. That's what the cutoff time was. So I still think there's going to be some visits, and then certainly there's going to be some visits going in during the spring portal time. So I don't feel 100% confident in the Gators' depth right now, but certainly those are areas of that I feel okay about. I would like to see one more proven player at the cornerback position.
Yeah, I like an outside guy. We'll see how all that plays out. But I do like that they're adding competition for the young boys who are clearly the future. And, you know, the cream going to rise to the top. You just can't have a few guys in there. So just add some experience to push those guys. Somebody in the comments asked about R.J. Moten. I just – that just not panning out. You know, he hasn't – he lost his job heading Michigan mm-hmm. towards the end of his career there, transferred here. And it just not has panned out in practice or even on tape when he got on the field for us. Got passed by some younger guys on the roster. Mm-hmm. So I think our takes need to be a little bit better this year as far as transfer portal providing competition and not. We missed on a few guys last year, so just need some better accuracy. But didn't like Moten from a lot of standpoints. Tackling, coverage, just didn't fit the SEC mold. Couldn't get it done.
I think Aaron Gates is the guy. The young guy that'll slide back healthy.
I forgot about him. Loved him. He was injured a bash. I don't like they was getting practice reports toward the end of the season, but he was injured a little bit last starting camp in the beginning of the season, correct?
Yeah.
I think he was injured in high school too, right?
Yes.
We got so healthy at DB, man. Devin Moore, Aaron Gates.
The injury bug, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention Devin Moore. I think Devin Moore is obviously going to get a ton of playing time next year as well. So adding him, who I forgot, right, and he does need to stay healthy. I'm pretty confident about your top three. After that, it's just a matter of, you know, hopefully Dijon Johnson could start to get some meaningful playing time, and he is what we thought he would be after a redshirt year.
Yeah, that's a body type that Will Harris is going out there too. Like these are bigger, more physical DBs than your R.J. Motens or your Jaden Hills, which are like smaller, slenderer guys than the guys we're bringing in right now in the portal. So,
yeah, a guy that has been feverishly attacking the portal and the recruiting streets is
gotta Will close Harris. Though, baby. We gotta close.
Yeah, we'll talk about a couple people that visited that we did not close on here in a second, but let's give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Lucy. Go visit lucy.co/stadium and get 15% off and always free shipping on nicotine pouches. So if you are looking to up the game of the nicotine pouch game for yourself, look no further than Lucy. Look at their breakers. Their breaker pouches have a flavor ball, we'll call them, inside that allow you to get the nicotine rush that you want as well as the flavor rush that you want right away. Grab a breaker, break the capsule, and enjoy a Lucy nicotine pouch. Great flavors. They have 4 milligram and 8 milligram. If you're looking for 100% pure nicotine, 4 milligram, 8 milligram, apple ice, espresso, mint, mango, a bunch of different stuff that you can do to satisfy your flavor profile of your nicotine pouch. So break up with your gas station pouches and go to lucy.co/stadium and get 20% off of your order. Sorry, I said 15 earlier. 20% off your order and free shipping if you don't like 30-day refund policy as well. Here is the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. All right, so we've got one more transfer that we want to talk about, and that is 6'9", 310-pound offensive tackle Devin Manuel from Arkansas. Started 4 games, appeared in 9, has 417 offensive snaps last season, got a 63.5 pass blocking, I can read, and a 65.6 run blocking grade from PFF, which is average to above average on their scale. On the On3 Transfer Reporting rankings, was rated as the number 16 overall offensive tackle. Guys, what are your thoughts on Devin Manuel? Nick, we'll start with you.
I was high on him just because of the size and that he has SEC experience. And then I saw those PFF grades. He was graded lower than Damian George. So,
holy cow, really? That's hard to do.
Slightly, but yeah. So I'm tentatively off the bandwagon. But it'll be interesting. What will Florida do? How are they going to move people around? Does George slide in? What does Cam Waits do? I'm guessing Najee Harris is going to have to start now. Who's the other guard? Slaughter at center. Does Barber go back to right? Does Crenshaw Dixon go to left? I think there's a lot of questions on the line.
Oh, for sure. 100%. The second, I don't see a lot of guard action in the portal that I like right now, but they definitely got to find a couple guards and I think a more sure tackle. I know there's a guy from Wisconsin that entered the portal as a pretty good guard, but I think he entered with like a destination in mind, which a lot of the good ones do. But we definitely got to strip that offensive line a little bit more. How do you feel about the exit at the position with my man? I'm forgetting his name right now off the top of my head.
Richie Leonard.
Like, how do you feel about that exit?
I was surprised about that. He finally got his chance to start. I think he played well. Was not anticipating him leaving at all. I thought he was going to be your starter at right guard. So I don't know what happened there.
Interesting. So just so people know, I think you're talking about Nolan Rucci, who was from Wisconsin, former 5-star. He transferred to Phil Trotwine and the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Can we get both?
I guess, theoretically. NFL season is done. We've talked about on this program that there could be some changes post-NFL hirings and firings, and I think we've already seen Arthur Smith get fired. I think Bill Belichick is leaving the Patriots. The Giants cleaned house of their offensive line coach. Great former offensive line coach of the New York Giants could go back. So who knows? But we'll see. But I was very surprised about Richie Leonard leaving as well. There are some talks about maybe UF not paying enough in the NIL space, according to Sammy Bammy 813. So again, and Washington fired Ron Rivera. So we'll see. We'll see what Richie Leonard decides to do. Was it an NIL thing? I think at the end of the day, there's only so much money the team can allocate or has money to allocate. It only takes, just like switching jobs, it only takes one company or one team to up those dollar amounts. And maybe there's other things that go into what that search looks like for an individual in the transfer portal. But certainly the loss of Richie Leonard was not something that was on my bingo card.
If I'm Richie Leonard, I get it, right? Because a lot of these kids aren't going to go have, like, Richie Leonard's a little undersized for a guard that may be going to the NFL. He's about 6'1". So he's a little undersized. So you got to maximize your earning potential And I don't know how much NFL money he's going to make long term. So if NIL was one of the reasons he entered the portal, even though he's having a starting job at the University of Florida, which is a good platform to play at, you know, like a good spot, like his shot as an NFL prospect isn't as huge. So just maximizing money is just key in every year of your life, you know, not just, you know, anytime. You just got to maximize your earning potential.
Absolutely.
Inside right now, you have Riley Simmons, Jake Slaughter, Najee Harris, Rod Kearney, Bryce Lovett, Marcus Mazkal, Christian Williams, and the best offensive tackle in the country, Noel Portajean. So young, I think you need to, but like you said, so like we're not shopping at Neiman Marcus for offensive linemen in the portal, but I think you need some veterans there because you lost two veterans, two starters.
Right. And also you got to like on our side, like we got to pay to keep starters. Mm. Like that's necessary. Like you got a guy, Richie Leonard, you don't have any replacements for him like in mind. Like you got to find some type of negotiating and some type of middle ground to keep guys in the fold, man. But we're not losing them because of locker room culture or anything like that. I think Richie liked being at University of Florida. This is, mm-hmm. We got to pay the cost to be the boss, bro.
Yeah. Nick, can you run through that list again? I know Noel Portajean obviously comes from Germany, best player in Germany, second best player in the entire continent of Europe. So, but can't expect him to necessarily come in and play a lot. Obviously, offensive line is a position that you would like, unless you have a true freak out there, probably at least 2 years before they get some meaningful playing time. But Nick, run through that list again, because there wasn't a lot of snaps on that collective list of people that you mentioned.
Right. So this is who I have as interior guys. Riley Simmons, been here a while, but not a lot of snaps. Jake Slaughter, he'll start at center. Najee Harris should start at guard. Rod Kearney played guard in high school. They moved him to center. Maybe he can start at a guard spot. But again, redshirt freshman. Bryce Lovett, Marcus Mazkal, Christian Williams, and Noel.
And then potentially, I know some people are asking, maybe Damian George, who played a little bit of guard as well. Maybe body type fits into that guard position a little bit more. But of that group, definitely not a group that one would get excited about today.
No Cam sense. Waits could play guard, could play inside. Crenshaw Dixon has never played inside. He's played only left and right tackle.
And we need a lot of questions. Who do you have as tackles, Nick?
Barber and Crenshaw Dixon.
Mm.
BCD.
All right. And then now Devin Manuel. So you have three people for two spots.
Today. Waits, Caden Jones, Fletcher Westfall, Mike Williams. You have other guys there.
Well, you have bodies, but again, Caden Jones, redshirt freshman, Fletcher Westfall, true freshman. What was the third name?
Cam Waits, Caden Jones, Mike Williams, freshman.
Mike Williams, freshman. Again, a guy in, you know, 2 years maybe. But again, in terms of depth, in terms of number of snaps, definitely a huge cause for concern last year for the Gators and not looking too promising for next year today, right? Obviously, you have to suit up and play those 3 to 5 seconds of relentless football, but
sounded like Dan Mullen for a minute.
That was a Mickey Mariotti and Urban Meyer phrase, I believe. Dan Mullen stole it because his team did not play 3 to 5 seconds of relentless football during that time. So those are who we have in the transfer portal so far. We'll run through a couple of other names here in a second, but just to remind everybody, Traquez Bridges, the safety from Oregon, Brandon Crenshaw Dixon, the offensive tackle from San Diego State, DJ Douglas, the cornerback from Tulane, George Gums Edge from Northern Illinois University, Grayson Pup Howard, linebacker from South Carolina, Shamir DK, wide receiver from Wisconsin, Devin Manuel, the offensive tackle from Arkansas, and Joey Slackman from the University of Pennsylvania. Let's talk, gentlemen, a little bit about some folks from the Gators that have entered the transfer portal. We'll give you an update on them. You'll notice a theme here in a row. So Andrew Savania, the former tight end, transferred to Nevada. So congratulations to him. Jaden Hill, Jalen Kimber. I'm sorry, let's just do Jaden Hill. Transfers to Texas A&M. Jalen Kitna transferred to UAB. Jalen Kimber has transferred to Louisville. Chris McClellan to Missouri. Trevor Etienne finally announced that he's going to Georgia. Jalen Farmer, the offensive lineman, is headed to Kentucky. Jadarius Perkins is headed to Toledo. And Jordan Herman is heading to Charlotte. And I know I'm missing a couple of people here as well. But that's where we're at for right now. Scooby Williams, I think, is Texas A&M bound. Is that right?
For sure.
Yep. And then am I missing anybody else? I think that that's kind of it. Another player transfer to Texas A&M? Did they get three?
They got Jaden. They got Scoops. I think that, what else?
Maybe just the two. Still a number of players looking for homes. Ty Bowman, Adam Mihalik, Will Norman, Miguel Mitchell, and Keontae Goodwin, should he decide to come back and play, are all still looking for homes themselves.
So that's like where we're at. It feels like more when it's Texas A&M. I don't know why. Maybe because they got two of our coaches.
That's
I understand it. Yeah, that probably the feel of it. But Jaden Hill, I get that take for them. I think Jaden Hill was a pretty productive veteran guy. He's still going to have some competition even out there at Texas A&M. They're bringing in a boatload of people out of the transfer portal. I do like their efforts in the portal. But the schools, we'll see how that all plays out. I didn't like from a scheme, and these are our coaches, so they saw what we saw. They saw the production from Scoops as well, and they still wanted him over there. So I'm just curious to see how all that plays out as well. They also got Kendall Jackson was pretty much a flip from Miami. But they got Isaiah Williams, the receiver from us
in right.
the recruiting process. So it's been a few.
And then they got Sean Spencer and then Jay Bateman as well, coaching defense coordinator and defensive line coach, respectively. So that's where we're at with Transfer Portal Watch. I think we've mentioned everybody else that has already transferred so far. Let's talk visits here. A number of players visited that we are still waiting to see what the results are. Of those are. Let me pull those up real quick. Before we do that, let's give a shout out to our friends over at Home Field Apparel, wearing one of their shirts right now. It's a little chilly, but otherwise, wearing one of their shirts right now. Go visit homefieldapparel.com. Use promo code Stadium and Gale, all one word, at checkout. You'll get 15% off of your order. University of Florida, about 100 different colleges and universities out there. They also have an Indianapolis Colts, NFL stuff as well. So go check them out. Soft cotton, great wear, vintage designs, always adding, including a kind of a starter jacket looking Florida Gators jacket that would be perfect this time of year. In some other news, the Gators hosted defensive back Yam Banks from South Alabama. He recorded 45 tackles, 3 pass deflections, 1 interception, 1 sack, and 1 fumble. He is a hot commodity on the market right now, but I know that he was going to Ole Miss on Friday. Mississippi State was recruiting him as well, looking to make a decision by the 15th. Gentlemen, any thoughts on Yam Banks?
He one of them ones, bro. Like, this is where I want to see Will Harris close at. That's a guy that's going to come in and like, I could pencil him in as a starter. He's that good. So, got to close. It's just a couple guys we're going to talk about down here, down the stretch here, that could change our fall. And he's one of those guys that could change our entire secondary. You get him, you got the other boy we was just talking about. There's physical guys, you know, that could, they're ball hawks, the guys that are, know, snagging the ball, overthrows, making interceptions. We haven't turned the ball over well in the secondary, and we also haven't tackled from a physical standpoint. These are guys that could change that room. So they need to close on Yan Banks, whatever that may be. He's a Mississippi kid, so that's going to be mm-hmm. tough. Ole Miss is hot in the portal right now. Just keep it a bean. They like Lane is in his bag, but this is a guy that we need to find. You know, the NIL bread. I don't know what they did with Richie Leonard's money. Give some of it to Yan. You know, but we got to close in that room.
Yep, 6'2", 195 pound defensive back. Like Silk said, definitely a guy that would get meaningful playing time, if not start, potentially for the Gators secondary next year. If you look at the on-three RPM machine right now, Florida and Ole Miss are neck and neck. Ole Miss is barely edging them out at 53.3%, Gators at 46.7%. So Gators going head-to-head with Lane Kiffin, the timeline's favorite coach right now. So Yan Banks, a guy that we should hear by about this time next week. So that's definitely a name to be on the lookout for from an interest level perspective. Gators also get a transfer quarterback visit as well. Christian Hunt from Arkansas State, 6'5", 220 pounds, a former three-star recruit in high school, did not play as a redshirt freshman at Arkansas State. So I know the Gators are also going after the Colorado corner, our quarterback as well, whose name is escaping me right now. But thoughts on the Gators getting another transfer at the quarterback position? Oh, and it should be announced that Jack Miller III is no longer with the football program.
Already.
Pour one out.
Yeah, with Jack going, you definitely need three bodies in that room. Just at the bare minimum. You look at like Lane Kiffin got about 40 quarterbacks over there. I don't know what he's doing, but we need to get some of that sauce. But you need three quarterbacks there just for a cushion and competition purposes. So this kid's going to know too. Like, I know some people going to be like, oh, we're going out to, like, when we go out to hire a prospect, like, whoever coming here is not going to start over Graham Mertz and definitely won't jump the depth chart. Like, we know the future is DJ Lagway. So it's a tough spot. That kid's pretty much coming here for education and some vibes, you know, check out Midtown and enjoy enjoy a good life after football with the Florida degree. So I'm not mad at the guys that they got coming on, man.
Yeah, it's a tough sell. Your sell is, hey, you're QB3. We've got a starter, senior, and we have the future. So it'll probably be a like G5 type quarterback. They had the kid from Arkansas State on campus yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just come up, have nice facilities, Midtown, Cantina. Shout out to
Zika.
I blanked on his name. Zika. Sorry, Zika. Shout out to him. It's a tough sell, but you absolutely need another scholarship level quarterback.
100.
I know the Gators also looked at Kaysen Weissman. He is a transfer from Colorado. I think he was in town yesterday and Saturday as well. And I believe that there was a quarterback from Yale, if I remember correctly, that was going to potentially visit. Does that ring a bell?
Classic.
Aiden Warner.
Curriculum got too tough.
Sorry, Aiden Warner, preferred walk-on potential.
Great for the GPA.
Great for the GPA. Great for the GPA. So Aiden Warner as well. So Gator's still looking for that next quarterback that will sit and get those valuable practice reps and, you know, potentially raise the team GPA. Who knows? So that's where we're at there. Let's see. The Gators also hosted a number of other players as well. CJ Daniels from Liberty and Malik Benson from Alabama. So let's talk about the two of those. CJ Daniels, 6'2", 200 pounds, 2 years of eligibility left, 55 catches, 1,067 yards, 10 touchdowns this past season. Silk, that's him, huh?
I love CJ Daniels a ton out of Liberty. if you watch his film, man, he just jump ball, 50-50 balls, route running. Like, he brings a lot to the table. And this is a guy that you probably need to close on. I know Liberty is still a factor in his recruitment. And from a production level, you see it. It's there. I want production in the transfer portal. I don't want a lot of dreams and hopes and wishes being sold to me. And he has the production. He has the film. And just a guy you're in the battle where you need to get. I like where we at with it, but they need to close, man. CJ Daniels is going to make me lie.
Yeah,
I'm going to lie regardless, but this is going to take my lies to, like, I'm going to go platinum off these lies and not gold this year.
Things I love to hear.
Did he also go to Tallahassee, or was that just
That was Benson that went there, and we'll talk about him in a second. He went to Texas. I know he's visited Auburn, Florida, and Texas. Texas, obviously, one game away from playing for the national championship. Had a great recruiting class. Things look good with Quinn Ewers coming back for Texas as well. But, again, those are the programs that you want to fight against. But now you have to win those battles as well. It looks like CJ Daniels might also go visit Oregon as well.
Don't like that.
Don't like it. Do not love that. Do not love that. And then Malik Benson was the transfer from Alabama, has 2 years of eligibility left, 6'1", 195 pounds. One of the top JUCO players in the country, recruited heavily by Florida at the time. Just 13 catches, 162 yards, and a touchdown for Alabama this year. I know Florida State is also heavily after Malik Benson, and I saw a crystal ball pick for Florida State yesterday evening for Malik Benson. So Gators need some help in the wide receiver room. Obviously, you're replacing Ricky Pearsall. You're replacing some other production. You have some talent there, but you need some proven experience, and certainly the Gators are in desperate need of a wide receiver. And if you miss out on both of these, I just don't know what Florida might be able to do at the position.
Higher on CJ Daniels than I am Malik.
For
Malik,
sure.
Didn't produce much at all out at Bama. There's a lot of potential there. Size, speed, JUCO, All-American. One of those top JUCO guys coming out. But if I'm going either or, shit, I'll take both right now. Because I've been saying on this show how much we need an outside receiver to pair with Eugene Wilson and everything else we got that came in the transfer portal. My man Shamir, was it Dyke?
DK.
DK. DK. DK. You know, I had a pronunciation issue on the timeline that I was trying to get Nick in on, but he just ignored my tweet, bro.
Yeah, that's a pass. Couldn't even think of a good joke.
Yeah, no, that one was nuts. So you can mention it if you want, but that's something that Nick and I will probably stay away from.
It's a name, man. I feel you, bro, because Harrison or somebody may chop that up and do weird things with it on the timeline.
I just don't need that energy.
Wild name to grow up with.
He's got to be
first,
a tough guy.
First day of that school, roll call.
Yeah. Stand up and say your name. He probably gets, like, threatened a lot. Right, in a football locker room,
he's got to
have hands, bro. But anywho, we need an outside receiver bad to pair with what we got. So I would take both of them, but if I had to go either or, I prefer CJ Daniels.
Nick, same.
Evan Stewart, why aren't we swinging for the fences here?
I'm with it, man. I don't care what type of issues he got, bring him in. He's worth the.
I'm just kidding. Let's not run with that now.
No, whatever
baggage he makes in Oregon.
I want Evan Stewart. Don't kid yourself.
Would love it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at some of these other programs that are recruiting. You know, folks like Evan Stewart, and I know a lot of people talk about locker room drama, but Texas, Alabama, Tennessee, Ole Miss, USC, Florida State, Oregon. I don't know. Maybe Florida's just not swinging for the fences. Maybe they don't think that the weight of what the burden could be to getting that one piece to maybe make a championship run is. But I think if you're getting recruited by all of those schools, I think you swing for that fence, and I don't think Florida had at all.
I think it's
he's
asking for a hefty bag as well. This is like a lot of his shenanigans is not just like recruiting. It's also a little of that NIL package. He's going to be asking for like those Keon Coleman size bags from last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Quinshon Judkins from Ole Miss. I know the Gators were interested in him. Would immediately be an upgrade to the running back room. Visited Ohio State the other day, looking at Auburn, I know, and Michigan is potentially a spot for him as well. So that's certainly something that I know the Gator fans are the Gator coaching staff is interested in, but does not look like it might happen for the Gators. AJ Harris is a guy I know Gator fans have talked about, asked about. The Gators were very heavily involved in his recruitment, and 6 foot, 180 pounds, looks to be maybe headed to Penn State. And then Zalance Hurd is an offensive tackle, former five-star. Gators desperately need an offensive tackle, desperately need help at the offensive line position, but does not look like that will be at the University of Florida. He's being recruited by Tennessee, Colorado, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, a number of others. Don't expect to see any of those names that we mentioned, and those are also coincidentally the top five transfer portal targets in the country right now.
Yeah, Zalance Hurd is a guy that I know they're interested in and would be a home run, but like you said, Oklahoma visit, Tennessee visit, and I think an Ole Miss visit is coming up.
There's a question here. Slick Sophistication said Hurd is from Louisiana. If I didn't say that, I apologize. He's from Louisiana. Maybe I said Tennessee. But he said, why can't we get the big names? Why isn't Florida in the mix? Why can't Florida do kind of what Florida State did a couple years ago and try to go after all the big names, former four stars, you know, the number two guy in this position group, number three guy in this position group? What is it? Is it what Florida's selling? Is it the culture they're trying to create? What do you think the reason is you don't hear the Evan Stewarts of the world being looked at by Florida, the Quinshon Judkins?
I think it's a common denominator with the program. Nick, you're muted. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I think that's the common denominator in the programs that are getting these. The bags are big. You know, Florida State spent a lot of money in NIL last year. It's mm-hmm. not a secret. Ole Miss mm-hmm. spent a lot of money in NIL right now. It's not a secret. So I think you see a common theme with the programs that are dropping duffel bags. And the winning helps as well, even with the bags. Like, I don't want to be naive to that. But NIL is a big thing nowadays, bro. These guys are veteran guys that are going to get drafted regardless. Like, the names mm-hmm. we're naming that top half of that portal, they're going to get drafted and probably at a high spot. So, you know, the deciding factor isn't going to be, you know, I like your favorite colors and your degree. 9 times out of 10, I'm not even going to get that degree and I'm about to go pro. So bags is a big thing right now when it pertains mm-hmm. to NIL. And there's a lot of, you know, variables that come with paying money, you know, believing in the coaching staff that you have, the team that you have. Florida State went all in last year with Jordan Travis and a lot of those guys, and they got robbed, thank God, at the end. Not even robbed. Like, they just, you know, wasted a lot of money in my mind. But that's what happens, bro. Like, in this NIL world, you got to have checks. They're not just going to come here and visit. And they're going to find it out. They're going to gauge that before they even get on a plane to come visit you. Like,
mm-hmm.
what are you paying, you know, before I can waste my time?
Florida might not have gotten, like, the big – flashy names, but they've gotten a ton of production out of the portal. Pearsall, right. the kids from UL, if you count them, Graham Mertz, like, no one was excited about Graham Mertz and then had the season he had. So maybe it's not all rankings. You have to find a fit. You have to find mm-hmm. Someone that will come in and fit in the locker room as well. So we'll see. I think Slackman's a great player. And yeah, I'm really high on DJ too.
I know I love, like, we get some guys. I like Dixon, the linebacker. Lineman out of San Diego State. I love Puck. Mm-hmm. I love Slackman. From those three right there, I think you got three solid guys that are going to come in and produce. Slackman, like, those one of the few guys you get coming from Ivy League that value education. You mm-hmm. know, like, that ain't – we're not going to get those all the time, but if you have a Florida State degree and you're Slackman, that's like slapping his face. He's not going to want to go there because he's an Ivy League kid. He's going to view things a little differently. And I think that's a Fisk-sized get. Like, I wanted mm-hmm. Fisk bad last year. Mm-hmm. We didn't get him. He go to Florida State, and as the season went on, like, I know you had the Verses and everybody else, but to me, Fisk made that defense go from him pushing the pocket. His get-off was just – he's a different type of guy. I think he's going to do well in the league as well. But – We're doing good with what we're allotted, right? Like they're finding some good guys, some good gets. But towards the top half of that portal, you're getting for sure guys, man, that are gonna come in here and play. And it's not like just trying to find production. Like if you go get Evan Stewart, you know what's about to happen next fall, right? Like there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. He finna get buckets. So that's the difference. Like trying to find, and I think CJ Daniels is definitely on that level. So we are in the market for a top-end guy. I don't want to make it look like we're not going out there or we're not in the business or trying to close on him, but we're in it with CJ Daniels, and I think he's receiver-wise top 3-4 guy in the mm-hmm. portal that's going to come in and get buckets. And you got a veteran quarterback that's going to get him the ball. He should see Ricky Pearsall's production and know what time it is. So we'll see how it all plays out, but that is a big dog that we out there right now.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it. Am I missing anybody else?
I think the John Humphrey kid in at USC.
Yeah. The UCLA transfer, John Humphrey, visited and then yesterday tweeted out a picture of him in a USC uniform saying go time.
I wouldn't mind getting one of those running backs though. And I know what's the boy from Bama that just entered the portal as well? We're fine at running back, but I wouldn't mind going to get either Roydell or the guy, Ole Miss running back, either or. I know we already mentioned him, but I wouldn't mind going to get either. Correct. You know, it's just difference makers at the running back position that I wouldn't mind closing on, but we are fine at the position. Just want to throw those names out there.
I'm trying to look for the player that you mentioned, Silk from.
I think Judkins is going to Ohio State this weekend.
Correct.
Yeah. I thought he already went. I thought he went this weekend, but I could be wrong. So that's where the Gators are at right now with transfer portal. Obviously, a lot to potentially look and watch out for. Michigan players. And Washington players can also enter the transfer portal a little bit delayed as well. You saw that a little bit with Texas and Alabama. Alabama had a flurry of transfer portal players enter right after their game. So you might see some additional names. And again, all you had to do is have your paperwork filed by the 3rd. Right, Nick? Or the 5th?
2nd.
Second. So by the 2nd, just paperwork filed with the university. And then there is another transfer portal window after the spring. Let's see, Nick, want to talk about this, get your thoughts on it. Let's do one final ad read for Alumni Hall. Go visit alumnihall.com or go visit them on Archer Road right off of I-75, just like a half a mile down the road on your left-hand side of the road there. Anything that you'd want, Florida Gators apparel, accessories, tailgating supplies for all sports, football, basketball, baseball season's almost here. Gymnastics starts on Friday. Any sport, anything that you could ever want for the Florida Gator fan in your life. So again, go visit alumnihall.com. The Gators added Mark Robinson to the staff or to the athletic department staff at the University of Florida. Nick, can you give us a little bit of headwind into what Mark Robinson's doing coming over to Florida as a former Texas A&M associate AD and looks like he's going to oversee the Gators football and operations department, but tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, it's expanding the off-field staff. I think it's Billy Napier trying to have like an NFL type of front office, and I guess you would call him like the general manager. But I mean, we're creating positions. I think he'll help with personnel, roster management, and like portal recruiting. It's interesting though. I think that it's a new position. I don't know much about him. He's kind of bounced around a little bit. Was at Missouri, I think, for a hiccup.
Don't know much about the role. Kind of a general manager type of role. Is that what we're going for? There's a couple schools that do it this way, right? I know you mentioned Texas A&M. Oregon, I believe, has kind of a similar role as well.
Yeah, you need somebody to be able to manage the rosters, bro. This is like we're calling it college football, but this is pro football. They got to not just be able to look at your roster, but, you know, survey the land on what's out there, possibilities, tamper a little bit, you know, anything that you may need to be able to keep the talent on the right level. But these coaches and the staff that we have on point, like, I don't – like, before they made this hire, that's something that we've all been talking about. Like, who's regularly doing this? Throughout the season, you got to be watching and knowing depth charts on who's riding the bench, who may be on the practice squad somewhere else, or second or third on depth chart somewhere else that's very good, maybe entering the portal. You just got to have a plan leading up to the portal and not just jumping into the portal role, you know, trying to figure things out on the fly. So giving somebody with that designated role just to be able to manage the depth chart. And also, I don't know if they can dabble into, you know, like pay structure and what salary caps or what you're working with, because all that matters when managing that roster. But it's a big role in college football now. Like, that is recruiting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm curious to see how it shapes out. Obviously, you're going to have some additional staff members associated to that role, I would presume. The Gators have an army of people, right? They have a mat. We went through every single one when they got hired. You haven't seen a ton of changes. They have people that are focused on recruiting and the transfer portal and a bunch of analysts and quality coaches and obviously your GA staff and everything else. It's in the hundreds, right? Not hundreds, but over 100 in terms of staff. So I'm curious to see how this addition and what that might mean to that department moving forward. Those are all things that I'm kind of keen about, right? Because we keep talking about what does our staff look like compared to the NFL or the number of people that are associated with it. At some point, you can't just have people. You just have to have a direction and you have to have a vision for what that looks like. And I know that, you know, Gator fans, and we've talked about it on the show, that we've wondered about recruiting at times. We've wondered about the transfer portal at times. We've wondered if this is too much to bear on Billy Napier's shoulders and all of the things that he's responsible for. So there's a ton of people right now, and I just don't know if the people are equating to results just yet. So hopefully there'll be a different look to what that looks like, because you can't just hire willy-nilly. You have to hire with a purpose and bring these people around a central goal. But if you just kind of send them out, then it's just herding cats and you're just not going to accomplish anything. And I think if anything, we've seen over the last 2 years that just throwing bodies doesn't solve the problem. You have to really have that direction and leadership from the top down. So hopefully this brings that to the Gators football department.
You said hire Willie Nelson. I thought she was going to say Willie Nelson. I was like, that might be a good hire.
Yeah. Definitely not Willie Taggart.
No, definitely Willie. Get that boy on staff. Somebody asked about the UTSA defensive back, Cam Alexander. He didn't make it in for a visit, I don't believe. I think he visited Oregon. I don't know if we're still in the market for him. Definitely was one of those physical defensive backs that fit the mold of what Will Harris is trying to bring in. But I don't think he made it in, and I don't know where we at is if we're still recruiting him.
Yeah. And then let's see. I think that kind of brings us to the end. I'm looking to see if there's anything else that we missed. I do want to give a shout out to DJ Lagway, Gatorade Player of the Year. Was awarded the trophy on campus by none other than former Gatorade All-American Emmett Smith.
Already. OC move before we get out of here. Like, the season's over. NFL season. Fires and hires. I don't think we're going to be hiring OC off of the playoff teams if we are making one. So what do you think happened, Dan? Do we make an OC hire? Do we fire our O-line coach, one of them, two of them?
So Nick had to step away for a second. So using his line, Florida does not have an open position to hire an offensive coordinator right now. They're still without a linebacker coach and still or safeties if Armstrong were to coach the linebackers instead of safety. So the Gators right now don't have an open position. I think that there's still going to be maybe an additional coaching move made before the start of spring, if I am hearing things right. So we'll see. But Florida right now does not have an offense coordinator position. Florida has not let go anybody. I think their contracts run through Jan 31. So maybe you see some people leave after that date as well. You don't have to pay a buyout. Maybe they go and find another role in that time. But I would like to see the Gators have an offensive coordinator just simply to take another thing off of your head coach's shoulders.
It's going to be an entertaining offseason if the people ask for the go-go offense and get the no-go offense.
You've been waiting to pull that one out.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote that down in the mirror.
There's a lot of people that are setting themselves up, right? So, like, don't – there's a lot – sorry, Nick. I know there's a lot of people that get excited about a name and then they get latched onto it and then they get disappointed when it doesn't happen. Like, just know that throwing around names and a bunch of people retweeting it doesn't mean that there's any interest or that it's going to happen, right? Sorry, Nick, go ahead.
Name it.
No, I think I actually said it on our last show. Like, if Billy doesn't think his job is on the line next year, then – why change? He can look at last season and say the offense wasn't the issue. And if he does think his job is on the line, is he going to give away power and put his job in somebody else's hands? So I don't know.
If Company he don't line, think his job is on the line, that's a lack of awareness. And, you know, get them hot boys ready, brother, because awareness, he should know that his job is – any SEC school, if you're there and you get back-to-back-to-back losing seasons, like, you're not going to keep your job at Vanderbilt, like, let alone the University of Florida. So that's a lack of awareness if he thinks his job is safe ball.
Probably keep your job at Vandy.
I don't know, man. Not these days.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. Company line, like Dan said, there's currently not an open position on the offense. Somebody was like, just hire another one. I'm like, so the defense you watched last year, you want 7 offensive coaches, including the head coach, and 4 defensive?
No, I can't do that.
No.
Mm-mm.
We're going to start putting out 9 players on defense again. Shit like that.
Yeah, we still haven't even talked about special teams.
Right.
Huh. Things to ponder and things to think about.
A no-go there, too. A no-go, no-go for the offensive coordinator and a no-go for the running with the no-go offense and the no-go special teams.
No-go, go-go. Lots of people. I just don't set yourself up by disappointment, right? A lot of people follow. A lot of coaches follow other coaches on social media. A lot of people have aspirations for jobs, so they'll follow them. Doesn't necessarily mean that there's a requited interest on the other side, right? So not saying something will or won't happen, but just know where the enthusiasm and the excitement is coming from.
When are they going to announce Ed O?
Hoopshiz put out his comment and then
Hoopshiz retired, bro.
He retired, you know? He got the Will Harris thing. He
got to go out on top. You gotta go out on top. If you're gonna go out, you gotta go out on top, man.
Smart.
Yep. And then you don't have to answer.
He still got some old work that's out there. He told us it was gonna be Willie Corn. I heard some of that smoke as well, but I don't know. Like, we may not get an offensive coordinator, and this grass is not gonna touch itself, family.
That's right. There's a whole bunch of new blades of grass ready to be touched this time next year, right?
Augustine grows fast, Dan.
Bermuda grows even faster. So, all right. Let's see here. I think that brings us to the end of the show. I don't remember who's song of the week. Nick, I think it's you.
All right.
I think we did Currency last week with Silk.
Shout out to Currency, man. Beautiful project out there, man. Go check. He's adding to that album. He's adding 6 more tracks to that this Friday for a deluxe. So if you're a Spitta fan, tune in Friday, man. Deluxe pack coming.
Nick, what sea shanty do you have? While you're doing that, make sure you like and share with your friends and fellow Gator fans. Share it with your Miami and FSU fans. There's a couple FSU people in the chat today, so thanks for watching. Make sure you hit the like button. Helps the algorithm.
What is Arthur guy talking about? Humility. What? Stuke is never humble, bro. Like, I don't know who you're talking about in the comments, bro, but I am never humble, and Florida State is trash. But humility is not my bag, brother. Always confident. In the words of Nipsey Hussle, hard times never humbled us.
Nick, no sea shanty. Let It Burn by Shaboozy.
Shaboozy, Let It Burn. Is it like Usher's Indian cousin or something?
It's a country song.
I've not heard this song.
That's a first.
Shaboozy is an interesting name.
Did he do a country version of Usher's Let It Burn?
No. Original song. I went and looked at his other songs, rapper, and then he's a country song.
Wow. Okay.
Boozy Go Hard is what somebody said in the comments. Okay. Put me on there, Nick.
Shaboozy. Put you on.
Do you mean, I think the game may be my boost. Said Boozy what? Go Hard. Said Boozy Go Hard. Well, Dan, you got to end the show. I don't know why Dan left. We can't end the show, bro.
Dan's out.
There you go. He's back.
Sorry.
There
he is. I'm back. Boozy Go Hard. Yeah.
He's a black country artist. I got to tune in to Boozy.
This isn't going to be like a one horse road, right?
No.
One horse road.
Old Town Road. That's what I was thinking
Old
of.
Old Town Road.
Yeah.
No.
One horse road.
One horse road. Old Town Road. Maybe the old town only had one horse on it, right? I mean, it was old.
I'm with all the black country artists, man. Put me on. I'm about to check that boy out, man. Boozy Go Hard. I'm about to find out.
He looks like he could be from South Florida.
He does. He's from Fairfax, Virginia, it looks like. His albums are Cowboys Live Forever and Outlaws Never Die and Lady Wrangler. Big country music vibes here.
Okay.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we will see you at the same corner, same time next week. Back to regularly scheduled programming here on Stadium and Gale. So, again, make sure you hit the like button before you leave, and we will see you guys next week.
Yep.
I know he hurt you, babe, but you won't come clean. They say time heals all, but the pain runs way too deep. You lied to yourself so much that you started to believe that love doesn't last, 'cause it's all you've ever seen. Grab the matches, start a fire. Throw the memories in the flames, it's behind us. See the gold and the red, new horizons. Let it burn, let it burn. So run for the hills, baby, don't look.
Stop.
start a fire. Throw the memories in the flames, it's behind you. See the gold in the red, new horizons. Let it burn, let it burn.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.